Welcome to this programme in our podcast of highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue, Talk to Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month. All comments in this programme are represented by the voices of actors.
How do you encourage diversity in leadership? Rosemary Campbell-Stevens, an NCSL consultant on succession planning and diversity, led an open and frank Talk to Learn discussion on the subject. Vivian Royal, a middle leader in Birmingham, was amongst several contributors concerned at the absence of black leaders in education. Schools did not take ambitious black leaders seriously.
As a black woman wanting to move more into senior leadership, every time I look at schools, it's totally white, and this does not inspire me because I see it as an uphill struggle, despite being in a multicultural school setting.
Sharon Matheru, head of business at a West Midlands secondary and considering headship, said her senior management team recognised her potential and were supporting her with CPD opportunities. But that had not always been the case.
I've been in schools where a line manager found it difficult to work with me, as I didn't fit his stereotypical and prehistoric image of a young Asian woman. I sometimes feel that a lack of self-belief or praise holds individuals back as they feel inadequate to other colleagues.
Rima Reid, vice principal in a London primary school, thought more needed to be done in talent spotting and building the confidence of black and minority ethnic teachers.
There are many black and minority ethnic teachers who, although as qualified as their white counterparts, feel that they've achieved the ultimate by qualifying as a teacher or by becoming a middle manager.
Another contributor felt more should be done to inspire more women to aim for leadership.
As a woman in a primary school, I would be among the majority. And yet it looks to me as though, at best, about half of headteachers are male. We don't do enough to support returners to work after family breaks.
Tricia McDonough, a deputy head in Merseyside, said she had unsuccessfully interviewed for headship several times and, while realising that better candidates may have been appointed, felt that governing bodies continued to concentrate on finding what she termed heroic leaders for inner-city secondary schools.
Philosophically, I disagree with the perception that this is actually the right style of leadership for schools in difficult situations because they need to have sustainability built into their systems.
Graham Lucas, a recently appointed headteacher in Lancashire, wondered how many white working-class boys like him become teachers, deputies and even heads.
I honestly don't think I'd get a headship in a leafy middle-class school, but I'm seen as a positive role model in the local authority housing area which I serve.
Summing up, Rosemary Campbell-Stevens pinpointed a need for more research to identify the barriers at a strategic level which prevent more people from a wider range of backgrounds making it through to leadership.
If our institutions were more rigorous in auditing their procedures to ascertain their impact on different groups, we'd be much better at picking up those practices that unwittingly restrict certain individuals' or groups' progression and thereby add to the succession planning crisis.
And you can find more on this issue at www.ncsl.org.uk/tomorrowsleaderstoday. And that completes this programme. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, you can subscribe to receive future programmes in this series of Talk to Learn highlights at www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.
Talk to Learn has over 100,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/online communities.